The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Every day is another nuclear blast in this campaign as we roll down toward November 8th. Another one, a big one today. Early today, the FBI and its self-disgraced director, James Comey, announced that they were reopening the criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Now, this one has a twist on it. It may involve Huma and her pending ex-husband, Anthony, the sexting freak, Wiener. And this is like the most insane soap opera script you could ever come up with. What did Anthony Wiener do? Well, the Wiener man may, apparently, have had on his cell phone classified data. Data that may have put the nation's security at risk somehow. Where did it come from? If that's what it is, there may have been normal emails on his computer as well. We don't know. It came from Hillary Clinton, who obviously confided in her top aide, Huma Abedin. And Huma, talking to Anthony, even though she is now officially separated from him, probably has nothing to do with her 4 or 5 year lesbian relationship with Hillary. But I mean, this is just crazy, and it's getting worse every day. I'll tell you, if there really was a Nobel Peace Prize, not some phony gesture that the controlling elite make, it ought to go to Julian Assange. The man has given 5 years of his life to bringing these crimes. Now, it's not a question of him breaking the law as much as it is him showing us what's being done to us. Criminality. These are crimes against America. They're high treason. They're all kinds of things. Hillary Clinton is the dirtiest, most corrupt criminal politician at this level, maybe at any level, in the history of the United States. Period. Now, one good thing today, the Republicans have, again, renewed their call for Hillary to be barred from national security briefings. Well, this is kind of a no-brainer. I mean, the woman, it's all about trust. And this woman could care less about the security of this country. All she cares about is money. We know that. The Clintons are not millionaires. They are billionaires. Don't believe it? Look at the splash art, top political art picture. Look under there or look in headlines and look for the story about the Clinton Foundation money. It's an annual statement about money in, money out, and where it goes. Look at that, and then keep in mind that Barack Obama appointed the Clinton Foundation to be the sole arbiter and controller of all monies that were donated after the Haiti earthquake. So all that $7.3 billion that came in after the Haiti earthquake went to Bill and Hillary's little slush fund, big slush fund. They only put out 5.7% to the announced charities that they're supposed to be supporting. 94.3% is kept. Salaries, expenses, it's all crap. This is amazing. Republicans renewed calls Friday for Director of National Intelligence James Clapper to suspend classified briefings for Hillary Clinton in the wake of the FBI reopening its criminal investigation into her use of a private email server when she served as Secretary of State. She was in office. Don't ever forget that. California Representative Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Select Committee, added that it is impossible to see how Director of National Intelligence James Clapper can believe Clinton or any of her implicated staffers should ever again be provided access to classified data. Amen. Amen to that. All right, with that, let's bring on one of the world's most recognized journalists. He is an author, a researcher. He's on so many of the internet talk programs that don't originate here, the real ones, like Press TV and so forth. Dean Henderson, who is standing by there somewhere in Missouri.
Yeah. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, I'm just sitting back watching this insanity. It's unbelievable.
The movie that they're making us watch. You know?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Illuminati movie part 16 or whatever it is.
I'm not writing out, by the way, that there could be some trickery or deception in this latest scam.
Oh, gosh. So. Well, I mean, it's pretty interesting. But, you know, Huma, the thing about that is contracts and Libya and contracts. And it's money. And it's more Clinton Foundation stuff. And it's just money. That's the whole thing. And when they get down to it, it's a big old, like you said, a big cesspit of money. They can never get enough, and but it's just a bad movie, man, that they're just making us watch. I mean, you know, it really is.
Oh, they're dragging us through it. Of course.
Kicking and screaming. I try not to watch it, but, you know, geez, it's just everywhere. I mean,
you can't.
Not to watch it, but you can't not watch it.
No. You know, and another thing, and I want to, again, praise Julian Assange and his organization. Mm-hmm. We know so much now that we would have never known. These people are dirtier than dirt. They are the lowest scum imaginable, the way they talk, the way they act, how they mock people.
But it's the Russians' fault. Don't forget. Of course. It's all the red. It's just like, oh, my God. No, you're right. Hats off to Julian Assange. And, man, you know, I mean, the stuff he's had to put up with living in this Ecuadorian embassy in London.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much given up his whole life. And there's some bombshells in this one yesterday about Bill and all this, you know, him getting these fees. I mean, it just keeps coming. And you just wonder if that's not somehow connected with the Comey. Was there pressure that way? Or was it Wiener's case, like they're saying? Or, you know, what is it really? But
what's really going on?
Because, I mean, you know, Comey's a Democrat. So, I mean, of course, why would he do this? That's the
He would never do it, Dean, as you well know, and you would tell me this. He would never do this unless he was ordered to do it.
That's what I'm thinking. So what's really going on here is something more that we don't know. And just the fact that Podesta was really pissed off, too, you know. He really was like, oh, how dare they, you know, and her campaign manager, you know. You know, so that tells me that that did really take the Clintons off balance, too. And so it's like, it's just who knows. And then, of course, World War III looming, and then now you have basically an Iran-U.S. proxy war with the Yemeni the Houthis hitting the airport in Saudi Arabia today with the rocket.
Yep.
And so it's heating up everywhere, and it's just, what's going to give first? Well, half the species are supposedly going to be gone now by 2020 or something, and, you know, it's just...
That's our animal species, Dean, is talking about. Yeah, half the animal species on the planet.
You know, so by 2020, right? It's just crazy. And the weather here, I know, is just nuts. I mean, I've had asparagus coming up, like it's spring, you know? fruit
really?
Trees in bloom. Yeah, I mean, it's record warmth, you know,
wow.
October, it's in the 80s, and it's all
wow.
November, and nah, it's just all bizarre. Everything's bizarre. It really, it seems like, you know, but everything's just off kilter. And
I got it. When I thought about this today, I had no doubt that here is the self-disgraced FBI director. Now, if you look at his resume, see where he's been. He's on the bank of board of directors of HSBC. The guy's
He's dirty.
But he wouldn't have done this unless someone told him to. I'm telling you, they may have decided to flush Clinton. Now, there are a number of scenarios that come to play when you look at the election on November 8th. If Hillary were somehow, let's say she was indicted quickly, disqualified, whatever. What does Barkey do? Obama declares a national emergency, suspends the election, martial law. I'm staying in office until we can get another election scheduled sometime late in the spring, whatever. And he'll continue with his BS in Syria and everything else he's doing over there.
Hand it over to Biden or try to.
Because
he turned down Secretary of State, interestingly. You know, Hillary apparently offered him that, and he turned it down, so... Is that what they're going to try to do? Of course, they won't give Bernie...
Biden is a pedophile pervert,
great, but,
among other things.
I mean, he's just the same old stuff. So the neocons running the show. That's all it is. That's who's behind the Clintons, is the neocons.
Of course. Yes.
And Wolfowitz and all these same guys, Richard Pearl, it's all these same guys, you know.
She is a warmonger.
Really dual citizens, and
yeah.
She gets emails from Lady Rothschild, and I mean, this is bad. So, we'll see what happens. But it's something interesting about it for sure. Beyond
sums up, I think that we have to entertain the possibility, and whether or not you folks all support Trump or not, you have to understand that there's a chess game being played here. And it is within the realm of possibility that they're going to try to suspend the election because Hillary was going to have her clock cleaned. It looked to me like a Trump landslide. This will help secure that. And I don't think there are factions and they're fighting against each other. I don't think they want this election to go on at this point. This Dean, whoever made the decision to do this, they're trying to take Hillary down. That's my view.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to protect her anymore.
Well, it sure doesn't look like it.
No.
Maybe there's just too much there, and they know Assange has this other stuff coming that they know about already, and we don't. And,
I mean, you know what he's saying? You know what he said?
He knows what's coming.
He said
Assange originally said that he would bring out information that would basically make it impossible for Hillary Clinton to win this election and probably go to jail or something like that.
He said the next one will result in her, the next leak will result in her arrest. That's what he said.
Okay, he did say that arrest. Yes, I thought. So, you know, I take him at his word, and they probably got the jump on this, of course, and they have their ways of knowing this stuff. I mean, it's in London. They got that place bugged to the hilt.
Sure.
I'm sure. And so... They know, and that might be it. I mean, it might be just this huge thing, bombshell, and that they're gonna now Comey working for the DNC hacks. Yeah, they'll either suspend it or try to hand to Biden, inside handoff. You know, they're not. You know, but it's big. I'm telling you. And 2 weeks, 10 days before the election, whatever. Crazy.
Let's see here. What do we got? I got another. Here's a new one. Comey tells staffers. Election required probe disclosure. Comey tells staffers the pending election, the coming election, required a disclosure of this probe.
I see.
All right, that may be.
That's what he makes it sound like, is he's just covering his ass.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Which, I guess, because the Republicans, they gave him a lot of crap when he testified on Capitol Hill. So that's what he makes it, sound like. But I don't know. I just think there's got to be, it just doesn't make no sense because politically it doesn't make sense. He's a Democrat and he's a Hillary Clinton supporter, I guess, and whatever. But,
well, he sure fell on his sword for her.
the first time around. And so for him to do this, right before this election, I mean,
they had to be ordered.
It weakens her hand, and it had to be somebody, ordered, and somebody that wants her down, wants her taken down. And my guess is just that, just what Assange said, is there's more information coming. She's going to jail.
The Rothschilds know what's coming. And
And they're going to try, of course, slip away in the background. You know, they should go to jail first before her, even, sure. But they won't, you know. And so they'll slither on somewhere else and try to pull, either a no election or a Biden or a who knows what.
Now, Biden is another despicable deviant. I have a story running about how the Bushes and the Clintons and I guess all of them, they bought their getaway bug-out land, and the Bushes bought, 100, I don't know how many thousands of square miles they bought or something. I don't know, hundreds
of square miles. They own that whole Caribbean coast in Panama, pretty much, the Bushes.
Yeah, they also bought the middle of Uruguay. Mm-hmm. Or was it Paraguay? I can't remember.
Paraguay, I think I heard. Yeah, Paraguay. Yeah, Paraguay.
Yep.
They'll be hunted down, and
You did hear the story, also, Dean. I know who wrote it, and it's the same person that created the non-existent Sorcha Fall. That doesn't discount it necessarily, because disinformation is a good mixture of reality and fiction. So but the story was about a week and a half ago that the Clintons have transferred $1.8 billion to Qatar, or Qatar. Qatar. Now, I can't prove it. Nobody can prove that story or disprove it, frankly. It's just out there. But it would make sense, because there's no extradition treaty between the U.S. and Qatar. So, safe haven.
Interesting. Well, that's definitely one of her big donors. The Clinton Foundation is totally supported by not just the Saudis, but all those GCC countries, Bahrain, Qatar, Oman, UAE, and they're all these little shit. It's so funny. She's the big feminist, but she's a feminazi, man. It's all fake, and she's just something for these fucking kings, where women got no right to go to Starbucks even without a man. They can't even.
Oh, they're treated like animals, and she's like in bed animals with these people. They sleep. The women.
She's a big feminist. And
she's no feminist.
She's no feminist.
Feminist. The women have to sleep on the floor next to the bed.
Yeah, right. And she's okay with that, I'm sure. And, oh, God. So, anyway, there's that. But, so it makes sense you flee there. If that's true, it indicates, big stuff.
Well, they're making plans.
Maybe it fits. I mean, with what we're hearing today.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the plan, but they all have their contingencies, all of them.
Yeah. We'll see if they can. I don't know. It's just who the hell knows. But, Putin on the other. Over there, he's doing great, holding the line, and I just think something bigger is about to give, globally, still, and it's going to make what's happening here just look like small potatoes, and we're just missing it because we're just so focused on this election. Most people, I mean, not neither you, but it's, there's this World War III stuff going on. I mean,
it's basically,
over there,
it's already, the wheels are already turning.
Yeah.
And Putin said, here's a quote, "Is America now a banana republic?" I mean, he can't believe what's going on over here.
Yeah, well, nobody can anywhere else. Yeah, it's amazing. And that's what it looks like. So, I mean, she's still talking no-fly zone, not even realizing that that's a declaration of war.
It's got to be brain damage. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
That's just ridiculous. And didn't Richard Pearl tell you that's that's right, Mother Israel. I forgot. They operate by continual warfare in the Middle East. Nobody wins, nobody loses. That's the best case scenario. That's what we got. Perfect. So now ISIS is going to try to go somewhere else. I don't know where. They'll go somewhere else. They'll pop up somewhere else. And
hopefully not in Missouri.
Yeah.
When you see what's going on in Europe, and you watch this like I do, and most of our listeners, and you see Germany, and you see these whatever they are, going into people's homes, kicking the doors in, throwing them out, taking their homes over, and the Germans cannot fight back. They've got no guns. They've got no means to protect themselves, Dean. And as long as we have our guns, we have a chance. Now, I've got a picture up there of Detroit with an enormous mosque, which of course is common now in many cities. Dearborn is the majority of people there. I think, well, it's 45%.
Yeah, Dearborn's a lot of Muslims there, I think.
Yeah. So we got problem here because we know a lot of them are radicalized, if not all of them. I don't know. Some people say that Islam by definition is radical.
I don't believe that. I really don't. I mean, you can say anything about Christianity and some of the...
Of course, of course.
You got to look at the Knights Templar. They worked with the assassins, the Muslim crazy people way back in the 3rd century.
Yep.
And, you know, the same people work together. The Freemasons work with the Muslim Brotherhood nowadays.
Same
thing. So most of them people now, okay, it's a misguided religion. Yeah, but all religions are misguided. I mean, they're all crazy. It's just a brainwashing, man. It's like, this is, read this one book and believe this and nothing
this
else.
This is the answer.
Block out everything else. And, yeah. Right. So come
this
on.
This is the answer.
So these people that are all about all the Muslim religion itself is this and that. I don't know. To me, it's like, man, clean up your own backyard first. You know, because you got all these crazy Christian Zionists over here telling us, you know, we should bow down to Israel. I mean, you're not criticizing them, but you're going out of your way to criticize Muslims. I don't know. See, that's the Trump BS, and I just can't tolerate it. Press TV, it's like, I tell them this. I tell them, look, it's either going to be martial law with Trump, and if you're black, you better fucking hide, and or it's going to be World War II with Hillary Clinton. That's our choice.
World War III.
Hey, lovely. Yeah. What, have a lovely day. I'll go burn a stump like I did today, and then burn another one tomorrow. And I'll burn some leaves the next day and try to zone this crap out. Because these people are all nuts, man. Everybody's going nuts. And hate Muslims now.
I've never seen that. Like, did you see the... here's the other one that really bothered me. They had the emails about Bernie. Somebody got a photo of him at a pool at Martha's Vineyard, sunning and relaxing.
Yeah.
And they were going to use...
Clever.
Yeah, they're going to use that. There was talk about using that to try to shame him and put him down. And these Clinton people are just amazing.
Just all nuts. So I'm voting for Jill Stein. So that's what everybody should vote for. Be part of the 1%. Be part of the 1% that had the gumption to vote for the right.
You know, I don't know at this point, Dean, if we're going to even have an election.
That's what I'm voting for, but you know, we may not. And
I don't know.
I don't know either. Like I said, it's just pick your poison right now. Pick your poison. You know, it's politics, it's geopolitics, it's the climate, it's the species. It's
you're seeing climate. You know, they say the climate. People knock the legs off from under the climate change freaks, and they should. But in fact, the climate is being messed with, and it's probably a result of our interference with it to a large degree.
No, it is. I mean, sure they try to manipulate the data, but they also try to manipulate it way more the other way. I mean, ExxonMobil for years.
Oh, yeah.
Show now it funded all the skeptics of climate change. And, you know, so aren't people talking about that? I'll tell you why, because they're on their knees and they want to, like, suck the, you know what, the capitalists. And that's all these Americans want to do. It seems like, Jeff, I don't know what we're going to do about that. But yet they like Putin and they like Chavez. Well, they're lefties. Get it? So what? Get it? I don't understand. It's like a disconnect. It's like here, overseas we like the lefty people and here we like, I don't know.
You know, if nothing, you're right.
Jesus, I don't know, dude. I'm just getting a passport and hoping it stays fresh.
Hold on a second. We got to pause for just a minute. We'll come right back. Dean and I will continue right after this. Okay, and welcome back on this Friday night. Let me just make a suggestion to all of you, no matter what party you belong to, if you belong to a party or who you're going to vote for, things are really out of control in many ways, and they could get much worse very quickly. Ultimately, you need to protect yourselves, and I'm sure Dean would agree that every home should have even like just a 12-gauge shotgun. You don't have to arm yourself with military and paramilitary gear. Just get some method of protecting yourself. Because if you have to dial 911, there's no law requiring the police to respond, first of all. And if there is any trouble, no one's going to come. you're going to have to take care of yourselves. And that means food. You better put away food. Look at the top of the homepage, Ready Supply. They're the best. Spend it. Drop $500 or $1,000 if you've got it. Get some food so you know your family can survive for a couple, 3 months. These times are tough. Here's some interesting statements, Dean, made by Clinton today. First of all, I think you're right when you said that it caught them off balance. I think it caught them completely off balance. I think that she probably had one of her infamous rage meltdowns in which she had after that presidential forum when Matt Lauer asked her questions that she didn't already have. She got furious. And afterwards she said, if that effing Trump gets in the White House, we're all going to the gallows. That's what she said. Raging. She knows there's enough
ground. Take your meds.
There you go. They got her on so many meds. Here we go. Hillary called on the FBI today. And this is a woman who had hidden 33,000 emails, had all of her staff's cell phones collected, and had somebody with a sledgehammer beat them into smithereens to hide evidence. She called on the FBI to release, quote, all the information that it has, referring to the ongoing probe, now reopened, into her use of a private email server, blah, blah, blah. She said, we've heard these rumors. We don't know what to believe. And I'm sure there will be even more rumors. That's why it's incumbent upon the FBI to tell us what they're talking about. Now, that woman they didn't know. They had no idea this was going to hit them. She didn't know what to say. So
she's not a novice criminal, though.
No.
She'll ask people in Mena, Arkansas about that. Or you can ask Dan Lasseter, or you could ask Stevens Law Firm.
Yeah, we can't ask all the dead people, but a lot of them,
bank,
too.
BCCI, but anyway, it's just, there's so much, and I just think that must be it. Assange must have he really does have the magic bullet, which would be a thing of beauty, wouldn't it, really? And
absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, they can blame it on the Russians. But the Russians didn't steal the election from Bernie Sanders, and the Russians didn't give Bill fees that the Clinton Foundation people gave him, and, you know, all this stuff. I mean, it's just, in the end, you know, even Americans, you know, and as dumb as we've gotten, I mean, we're able to go, oh, wait a minute, that seems like quite a bit of stuff now. You know, that seems like kind of a career criminal we're dealing with.
You got it.
So, I mean, that, you know, there you have it. And,
you know where the Clintons are not millionaires. They're not multimillionaires. They're billionaires.
I'm sure they got it because they got all these trusts, I'm sure. And all.
Well, this is where the money came from. Obama put the Clinton Foundation in charge of all the monies for Haiti.
Right.
And that was $7.3 billion that the Clinton Foundation had its greasy, drooling mitts on.
Ding dong. Guess where Haiti's at? Oh, it's right in the transshipment route of Colombian cocaine into Florida.
So that's where they made their billions. $4 or $5 billion disappeared.
I mean, they probably quadrupled that running some coke. See, that's how it works. And they'll launder all this stuff
for sure.
Construction sites, and then they'll bring the coke trees and their old secret police, the SIN. It's actually SIN, S-I-N. That's the acronym of the Haitian Intelligence Service. It is. And it's not a coincidence. It's some kind of Freemason, you know, metaphor, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Haiti's the poorest country in this hemisphere, because it's totally been ruled by Duvaliers and all these crooks, Danton Macoutes, and
terrible.
In cahoots with the Clintons, with the Bushes, with the mafia. These people are mafia.
Well, the Clintons scammed about, I figure, $5 to $6 billion from that. There would maybe more. There was nothing built. Those Haitians are still living in tents, waiting for help.
There's a few people making stuff for, like, Target stores for 19 cents a day or something.
That's right. What may happen here, and everyone's got their own guesses. My guess is no better than any of yours listening, but it could be that Hillary is dying from whatever, brain damage, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, we don't know. She's got something very badly wrong with her. She may get to a point, if Assange drops the big one, she might say, oh, I don't need this. What do I need this for?
She might have the big one, big heart attack.
that too.
Yeah.
If it looks like indictment time, They'll just haul. They'll haul butt out of here. Yeah. They're gone.
Yeah, that's probably wearing that money to cut her. And
yeah, if it went, and we don't know, I can't prove it, but that was the
Camp
story.
Snoopy, man, they got Camp Snoopy, you know, in Qatar. That's the big U.S. base they built during the Iraq War.
Uh huh.
And it's one of the biggest bases. And
is it Qatar or Qatar?
Yeah, who knows? You know, yeah, right. You hear both ways.
Is Missouri or misery? Okay.
Yeah, or well, yeah, sometimes it can be. But it's, well, actually, it's yeah, the people in northern Missouri actually do say it different.
Yeah, there's dialects.
It's just
anything could happen, Dean. Correct. We're at that point now. We literally are in uncharted waters in this lunatic asylum.
Yeah.
And it's crazy political process, which is anything could happen. Tomorrow morning we could wake up, anything can happen. I'm telling you.
Yeah, and they're going to, I thought they were going to wait on this crash because they had to get Hillary in there. You know, that's their gal.
Right.
So I got to thinking, well, they won't do it ahead of the election this time. They'll do it after the election.
Right.
And it's probably going to be that December Fed meeting where they say a rate hike is kind of a sure thing right now. Because normally there'll be a rate hike and that'll crash the market. That's the norm. In the Depression and even in 08 and then 87 and every time it's just like a rate hike and boom, there it goes. So that's probably what they're going to do, wait to try to get Hillary in there. Of course, this whole thing today changes, you know, maybe all that could crash tomorrow morning. I'm sure as hell went down a lot today just on the news of her being investigated again by the FBI. Middle of the day, the stock market pretty much tanked today. So
I don't watch it.
You did, I guess. I just heard it. But then it came back up, I guess, at the end. But I guess it just tanked on the news, you know. So, you know, if there's something to it, it'll tank some more tomorrow. And it might. And if she's not going to be the anointed one, then it might just tank tomorrow. So, yeah, it'd be better if you had that food already and those guns already, folks. But Jeff's right. Go get them if you don't, like, tomorrow.
They're sold out of some guns and just get something. Dean, you're a real American patriot. What for the average home? What, just get a Remington 870, right? 12 gauge.
Yeah, sure. 12 gauge is good. Yeah, and it's good for hunting too. You can get a lot of birds with it, and hell, you can shoot a deer with a 12 gauge if you hit it right, and you get turkeys and all kinds of stuff. So 12 gauge is good, and you get the ammo, 22 ammo. You can't get it. Who knows why, but
22 ammo is scarce?
Yeah, real. Nobody. Yeah, there's all these rumors. You know, some people say Homeland Security bought it all up. Why wouldn't they make
more? They don't want 22. They got 4 billion rounds of 40 caliber hollow point.
Yeah, all kind of stuff. But I don't know. For whatever reason, you can't even get 22 ammo really at Walmart anymore.
What?
Yeah. No, it's a huge. It surprised me you didn't know this, Joe. It's a huge thing. It's been this way for like 2 years now, where you cannot. I mean, and some guy will pop up on Horse Trader or something. It'll be like $50 for 500 rounds of 22 ammo. It's crazy. I mean, you could buy 223 ammo for less. So why wouldn't you? You know, and have an AR-15, which is the next best gun to have after that 12 gauge. But you know, because that's the serious, it's one of the serious stuff. It's a fan rifle, but for self defense, 12 gauge and. Yeah, it's a buckshot, and they'll keep that day.
Yeah.
Just the sound of that pump. Get a pump, and just that pump when it's going to come in the door. Yeah, we just passed a law in Missouri where, like, the house guests now can take somebody out there invading your home, too, so that's good.
Yeah, you just rack around in that 12-gauge, and that sound, you got
sound.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'll freak them out.
Here's another good one. A 223, which is probably the best caliber. Ruger Mini 14. Very underrated. Great, great gun.
It is.
And then they've got the AK-47s now, that style, made chambered 223. Indestructible weapon. Indestructible.
That's why we use the 223 in warfare, you know, all your AKs and all your Kalashnikovs and all your, you know, that's 223 rounds. See, that's a good round, and it's for war. I mean, you know, but it's just a little bigger than 222. So.
Very little. It's got a hell of a lot more push behind it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's center fire, too, so, you know, yeah.
Well, the most important thing, though, is food. Huh? And I don't mean to pry, but you've had your food put away. You guys can, and
yeah, we're as ready as we can be, is about it. And so, I mean, I'm just trying, that's all I'm doing right now, just staying ready, because because I know it's coming. I know. I mean, it's just everything's crazy. And best thing, you just take care of your family right now, and then just stay ready. And this political movie, it'll end badly either way or anyway. It was all set up this way as a script. See, there was no chance that Trump would get in there. There was no chance Bernie would get in there. But we had to watch this horrible movie. And within the movie, there's a lot of subtext, like a gender war, you know, is one of them, where they want to start a whole gender war because, you know, Hillary's this over-the-top, politically correct, feminazi, and Trump is a pig, you know, he really is. And so, perfect script, oh, perfect stars, it's The Apprentice, whatever. And it's just like, okay, you can choose from this billionaire rich oligarch or this rogue oligarch over here, you know, or, and then,
you know,
I don't know.
You know what amazes me? You're right.
So
what amazes me,
yeah,
is that Hillary Clinton has been at this 40 years. She's accomplished nothing.
Yeah.
Everything she's touched has gone to hell.
She's got
more felonies behind her than a freight train has freight cars. Rudy Giuliani even said he could convict her on at least 26 counts, and he said that after the third debate, and he's a prosecutor. Not that the courts are not corrupt and all that, but I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's ludicrous. And Americans, how are they supposed to process all of this, Dean?
Well, I think a lot of people are having a lot of problems processing it, and that's, you know, explains why, you know, people just seem a little nuts. I just try to stay at home in the country. I really do. I don't try to go to town at all, less now even. And I'm just, because I'm telling you, people are going to go nuts because, well, it's just hopelessness for one thing, and everybody knows it, and some people just knew it already, and some people just got us to this point and actually voted for these people. And well, and then there was cheating on a massive scale. I mean, Greg Palast, today I heard him talking. He's talking about all these, just how many votes just don't get counted, you know, and like the tricks they use to do this. Like, I guess in one case in some state, they hired developmentally disabled people to tear the chads off the back of these ballots with a, you know, whatever, a broom or something.
Uh-huh.
And then when they said later, well, these ballots, well, they're no good. And then they said, well, it's going to take it to court. Well, you can't take it to court because these people are developmentally disabled. They're incapable of defending themselves. But this happens in 98% of the time in black areas, you know. And so this year I said, well, Hillary's going to win this year, so they don't even have to cheat, you know, because it's really Republicans that have been cheating. And, you know, that's the reality. So, you know, Trump talks about them cheating on this election. People think, oh, he's crazy. No, he's not crazy, but it's just, usually it's the other way around where the Republicans cheat.
Now,
they cheat
now with
the
emails,
God, it was,
now with the Assange emails, we see that both sides got dirty hands.
Oh, yeah, they're all dirty. I mean, you don't get there without being dirty. That's the whole thing. You don't get to be a nominee of a major party without being dirty, and you will not be president without being dirty, and that's just the times we live in. And as soon as we can lose that illusion, maybe, is the better, and then we can get on with things. But it's almost like, yeah, this whole democracy, it's like this illusion, it's like this stunt they pull every 4 years, and the media covers it all 4 years in between, and it just brainwashes people, and they get stupider and stupider, and forget about, you know, anything going on anywhere else in the world that matters. Like, finally, you get Standing Rock coverage today of this thing up there, and probably because, you know, the cops went at them, but also because the Indians threw rocks back, you know?
Uh-huh.
And that's sometimes why you got to throw rocks back, because otherwise the media won't cover you. So
that's
I'm glad.
True.
I hope they
that's
throw
true.
Some bigger rocks back tomorrow. I wish I was there to throw some even bigger rocks with them. But
tell me.
Them patriots up there. Them Indians, they're patriots, man. Talk about some American patriots, man, trying to protect that Missouri River from these oil companies. Where, you know, where's the white people helping there? You know, and there is some, actually, but I'm proud of the Indians, man, for leading the way and showing us how to do it. 400 tribes now getting together on that.
400?
Really,
I didn't know
yeah.
that. That's great.
It's really important. Yeah, it's maybe the biggest thing that we're saying since Little Bighorn, but now they're saying maybe in the history of America, even.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. So it's uniting the Native American people, which is great. And hopefully they'll continue to cover it, and they'll continue to fight it, and I don't know, that's the kind of stuff. Right now you pin your hopes on just things like that. And,
well, let me ask you to go,
the big picture,
we don't have
shot.
A lot of time. I want to get your take on where we are on this horrible rape of Syria. We funded how many different terrorist organizations, still are funding them, giving them tow missiles. I mean, it's just sickening.
Yeah.
And the Russians are there. doing their damn best effort they possibly can put forth to help keep Assad in power.
We try to drag him in front of the war crimes tribunal, and we accuse them. And it's just
so Hillary wants her no-fly zone. She won't back down. She's crazy.
Yeah, and so now in Mosul, we're bombing the hell out of schools and hospitals and stuff and civilians.
Oh, you're blaming the Russians.
I'm blaming the Russians for that,
dude. You blame the Russians for everything.
And they're not even there, you know. But they'll find somebody. It's just, I don't know. People, they're such liars. They're just pathological liars around this country. And, I mean, everything they say is a lie, just everything. And everything they say over there is a lie. You know, Assad is a nationalist, he's a socialist, he's a uniter of Christians and Muslims and Jews and everybody, and they hate that. They just can't.
He's very similar to Saddam Hussein.
Divider.
He kept them all working together.
Kept them
not
together.
Fired.
Yeah. And was elected in the last election, overwhelmingly, re-elected, you know, in an election.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, overwhelmingly. So it's a democratically elected government, and, you know, here we are just saying we have the right to go decide, we don't like this guy, and even when he was democratically elected, we're just going to use Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS, Daesh, you know, change the name. It's all British intelligence, CIA, Israeli Mossad, and now Saudi intelligence working together. And the proxy war in Yemen is an Iranian-U.S. proxy war, the proxy war in Syria. Look, the Middle East is up for grabs big time. The Russians and the Iranians are not going to let this go.
No chance. No, Putin
they'll
is...
They'll invade Saudi Arabia if they have to, I think. Iran would. I really think they'd invade them. They just take them.
I think they could probably take them down.
And if it comes to that, you know, I'm just saying, I mean, they're not going to back down, and they're not going to put up with a lot of BS, I don't think, much longer either. Because the Russians, the way they're talking is their tone's changed a little. You notice that?
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're at the end of their patience. Yeah. They are the end. They're at the end of their patience.
Yeah, they're at the end, man. They've seen it all. They've seen the movie before. They remember who wrecked their economy in 98.
Yep.
They remember things. And
that's a good point.
They're just done, I think. So that's the whole thing. It's just so, it's touch and go.
They keep pumping more. These lunatic NATO people, under the direction of you-know-who, they keep pouring more men, more equipment, more material on the Russian border. There's something like 16 countries that have troops on the Russian border that they don't even join the physical nation of Russia. They're not there. They're separate countries. This is crazy.
It's
under the UN charter, the Russians have the ability legally to go and take all of those command and control centers out, all those missiles, all the equipment, they can do whatever they want to protect their borders and their country.
Yeah.
They can step across the borders fully legally under the United Nations Charter.
Mm-hmm.
They can do it.
They should get busy. I would, because
they can do it.
What they're doing. They're just encircling them and being aggressors. We've always been the aggressor. That's the whole myth about the Cold War. Even, you know, way back in the 50s, the United States was always the aggressor in the nuclear arms race, always the aggressor against Khrushchev, always the aggressor against all them guys. And we just were.
We caused the Cuban Missile Crisis.
We caused
the whole thing.
Fabricated it. Just made it a big thing it shouldn't have been. And, it's just the history of it. So, you know, that's what they're trying to do with this. And it's so funny because before, it was Republicans, Reaganites, the evil empire, you know, and now it's the Hillary Democrats and, the evil Russian Putin, you know, and it's like, wow. I see. So you guys really are the same bunch. Got it. But, you know, I don't know. People are so brainwashed still. I think that Cold War mentality, although a lot of people aren't, a lot of people know, I think, what's going on, but it's just what to do about it. You know,
you're right.
You know, so.
Yeah. Well, it's rolling, I think, inexorably towards something of a major profile. Whether it starts with a false flag or not, I think you can almost bet on that. We are the West is treacherous. They'll do something and blame the Iranians, blame the Russians, whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Anything to justify their evil doing, and they will.
They'll do it again.
Gulf of Tonkin, come on.
and just the convoy going into Aleppo.
That too.
And that was a total false flag, and totally done by drone, probably strike, the U.S. drone, and the Russians. And that's when their tone changed. I mean, really.
Dean is making a very important point. At St. Petersburg, and I again repeat this, so forgive me, but Putin sent the foreign press, the Western press, down, and he gave about a 10 or 12-minute presentation. And it basically said, what the hell is wrong with you people? Why don't you go tell your people and your countries the truth? We are being dragged toward World War III.
Right.
And he's drawn the line. He's had it. By the way, Obama backed down. 2 weeks ago today, he met with his top military people. Nothing came of it. He backed down. They were gonna do something about bombing Assad's military, and then they backed down.
They're not ready. What's so kind of freaky about, too, is there's so many different, I think, opinions in the State Department on this. And there's some real hawks in there, of course, and they're pushing this whole thing. And the Pentagon, too, it's a mixed bag. And so it's just really, I mean, there's some people in there that, I don't know, man. I just don't really understand what they're dealing with, I don't think. And,
as Huma Abedin said, you got to be careful with Hillary because she's still not right in the head. I'm not sure if she's ever been right in the head, but that's a very big statement.
and it is. And that she just got this chip on her shoulder. She wants to prove herself, you know.
Yep.
Prove that she's just as capable as a man of prosecuting a war. And, I mean, that's fucking scary. So you got to have Trump. I mean, hopefully, you know, I mean, I'm not going to look for
she
it, but
ordered
I'm just saying,
the, she ordered the murder of Muammar Gaddafi.
You got to have Trump because it's only, Russia. That's why.
Yeah. She ordered the murder of Muammar Gaddafi. She loved it.
Yeah,
she laughed.
Relished in it.
Horrible.
Sick,
horrible.
Sick
horrible.
Person, you know?
Oh, totally depraved.
Mm-hmm.
The worst.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Terrible. So,
Dean, listen, I'll talk to you after the so-called election is over. In the meantime, keep up the great work and say hi to Jill. And
I sure will, man. Take care of yourself. All right.
Okay, brother.
You got it. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dean Henderson. Okay. Hour one, back in just a few minutes as we continue. Hour three tonight, John Barber. Johnny boy, come back home again. Be right back.